You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Fan Morning Show. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Fan Hotline brought to you by the Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Hall & Capitis. Feel free to join that fan hotline. Give us a call. We'd love to have you aboard this morning, 412-928-9370. As we watch some rugby is on television up here, Chris. These guys mash each other. This is astounding.
Amazing to me. This is the second morning in a row. That's Fiji, right? Fiji has been one of the teams playing rugby up on one of the TVs here in the studio. What's Fiji? Probably like 800,000 people, something ridiculous like that.
Right.
And they're able to field an Olympic team.
They're able to have this. They're able to have 12 or how many ever takes here, just absolute brute stallions.
Right.
And then they turn out Vijay
Singh. It'd be like if Butler County had an Olympic rugby team.
Those guys are just jacked. Anyway, all right, in the middle of the night, maybe you're just waking up and just hearing this. And, man, I love the NFL. I love the media coverage of the NFL. I love how it encapsulates us. It invigorates us in some ways. It definitely envelops us, and it's 24/7, 365. So the paparazzi, or at least as close as you'll get to it in Green Bay, Wisconsin, they camp out on a tarmac. And the Green Bay Airport is akin to probably the
The State College airport.
Yeah, something like that. More so like the State College Airport. You're right. So Aaron Rodgers lands his private plane that they'd been tracking from California, the one that he leases here and there. It's not owned, but he uses the same one here and there. They track it. They figure it out. They got the tail number, the one that he's been using from California. He files flight plans yesterday for Green Bay. So they go, okay, here we are. He's going to be on the move. And then, bang, just at about 1 o'clock our time overnight, it lands. He's whisked from that plane, you can't even see him, in a black Escalade across the tarmac with a pickup truck with blaring lights in front of it, leading him off onto the road, which means he's on his way to his huge castle outside of Green Bay on a lake and all of that. Mm-hmm. This means he's showing up. He's there. Now, there's a lot of different reports that are out there, but most of them are streamlined as to this, that he wants his 2023 year voided of his contract. He wants that out. He wants a total review and overhaul of the situation and his fractured relationship with the Green Bay Packers. He wants a mechanism in place to fix all of that, because a mechanism needs to be put in place to fix his fracture. And he wants a review of the situation at the end of the year. That's the big one for me. Meaning, i.e., I want traded at the end of this year. I'll play this year for you, but I want traded at the end of this year. Which gets me to this, because in sports talk radio, and we'll get to this in a moment, there's always a winner and a loser, so you and I need to figure out a winner and a loser in the next 10 minutes. We have to do that. But what did we do all this for? What did we do all this for?
Aaron Rodgers gets his ticket out of Green Bay after this year.
But it's a ticket which isn't in the immediacy, right?
Right. Because the Packers still hold enough leverage to say, okay, well, you don't want to play here? Don't play at all, because we're not trading you. So Aaron Rodgers gets the Packers to say, all right, fine. We know we already got our next guy in place. Okay, fine, Aaron, if you're that mad at us.
Right.
We got our next guy in place already. So you know what? One more year. Give us one more year, and then we will acquiesce to whatever you want. Really, we'll ship you to Denver. We'll ship you to
Philly,
Las Vegas, wherever. Pittsburgh. We'll send you wherever you want to go, Aaron, for that final year of your deal. But we got to have you for one more year, because we've committed to you for this one more. We believe we can win a championship. We were one step away last year.
before we get to the winner and loser portion of this, could we have done all of this in terms of Aaron Rodgers being not happy? Aaron Rodgers looking at all of this, the Green Bay Packers and them going, could we have done all of this quietly? Instead of making a public charade about it, which Aaron Rodgers did, and Aaron Rodgers not answering questions at the Derby, and Aaron Rodgers issuing a statement that he needed time to think and breathe, and it's about this abstract thoughts that he had. Could they have just done all of this quietly and not necessarily made a little bit of a public spectacle?
I don't know if Aaron Rodgers doesn't make a public spectacle, out of the Packers if it gets to the point where they're willing to say, fine, you get one more year and then you're done. If Aaron Rodgers continues to try and handle things behind the scenes, and again, I'm not necessarily 110% on board with the issues that he has with the Packers, because I think some of them, I think Aaron Rodgers has the kind of abrasive personality, at least behind closed doors, to create some of those issues. But anyway, here nor there. If Aaron Rodgers continues to try to work behind the scenes rather than using the leverage that he has, which is I'm more in the public eye than, you know, whoever, the GM, the head coach, then I don't think it gets done for him as quickly and is to his liking as it has been, to be quite honest. Because if the only better outcome for Aaron Rodgers had been if the Packers had agreed to trade him this offseason.
Correct. Or if he would have said, all right, I want to have, okay, what you're going to do, you're going to trade Jordan Love, you're going to sign me to a long-term contract, and I'm here and I'm the guy, and I'm actually now, I go back
I don't think
on
that
it,
would
and
have done it.
I'm happy in this situation. And you go ahead and you sign Davante Adams too.
Yeah, and then spend your next three first-round picks on wide receivers,
no,
and tight ends,
I
or running backs.
I am in the war room. I make the picks.
I mean,
that would have been like the only thing that made this guy happy.
Well, I don't even know if any of that would have done it. Like the bridge had been burned in his mind, right? That the Packers had done enough things over the last 4 to 5 years that to him were like head scratchers. Like, what are we doing here? It's like when Ben complained about Mason Rudolph being drafted, right? Oh, I thought there were other guys available on offense that could have helped the team more immediately. Aaron Rodgers has been crowing about that in Green Bay for almost half a decade now.
All
and
right.
So I do understand his issue from that perspective. Like, hey, can you build a better offense around me? Give me more weapons. I love Davante Adams. I love offensive line. Okay. But can you build more? Give me more skill position guys, please, in this offense. And instead, you drafted the guy who's going to take my job?
This feels like a baseball player. And what it feels like Barry Bonds in Pittsburgh, whenever his contract was going to be up at the end of the year, and you knew there was a finite time period. And it's like, is he retiring? No. Well, then why are you having some sort of season where you're having all these farewells, like, and you know it's going to be gone? It's going to feel like that with Aaron Rodgers. Now we get to the crux and the heart of the matter. Wow, this segment has been paint by numbers, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who wins and who loses? For me, I'd like to give you a determining factor right now, or a determining answer right now. I'd like to tell you who won and who lost. I think we have to see how it plays out, and I think let's put it this way.
Uh-huh.
What if they go and they reach the Super Bowl and they don't win, but they win the NFC and they get to the Super Bowl and Aaron Rodgers has an unbelievable season and then he leaves? Let's paint it in that realm. Not the Super Bowl, but they win the NFC. Who wins and who loses then?
Colin, I'd even go so far as to say if they win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Beats Tom Brady in the NFC Championship to get
go,
a little
go
revenge.
With it. I like it. Go with
Packers,
it.
I don't know who they – an upstart Buffalo Bills team. They beat him in the Super Bowl. Heck, maybe even it's Mahomes and the Chiefs making a third trip back to the Super Bowl.
Allen or Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
He's
for 371 yards.
League-wide MVP, Super Bowl MVP,
yes.
Best player
who
in the
wins?
League. Aaron, there's no way the Packers win this thing.
Okay.
There's no way the Packers win this thing, however it plays out. If Aaron Rodgers goes out there and throws 35 interceptions this year, there's no way the Packers win. Because the Packers are painted into a corner now.
What if they start 1-5? And he stinks.
Guess
Can
what?
Can they replace him?
No. No.
They can't win. I think he got what he wanted.
Yes.
This
and
is
you know
amazing.
How and you know and how he got
diva.
What he wanted?
Ben's a diva.
You know how Aaron Rodgers got what he wanted? The court of public opinion.
By being a public
through
jackass.
The media.
And
I don't know if he was a jackass.
Well, what he even okay, we can debate on if he was or wasn't a jackass. What he did though at the end of the day, he still swayed enough people to his side and painted the man to be the bad entity here.
Well, he laid out his case clearly enough that enough of us, myself included to a certain extent, are willing to buy in and say, Yeah, what the hell have the Packers been doing for the last 5 years?
He still is. He's 51-49, the aggrieved party. He really is. It may be more.
55-45. But I mean, if I got to put a number on it,
it's not the other way.
Like, I have a hard time looking at the Packers and being like, you guys handled this perfectly. You realize
this
that?
This is wild, man.
This starts with when they drafted Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
Just a phone call. Just 5 minutes before they draft Jordan Love. And even then, it probably wouldn't have done the trick. Just call Aaron Rodgers right before you're about to go on the clock. Be like, Aaron, this is what we're thinking, bud. Listen, I know there's these wide receivers out there, and yeah, they're probably pretty talented, but we really think, and look, we just gave you there's this new contract in place. You're not going anywhere anytime soon, pal, but there's this young quarterback. If nothing else, we draft him. He's got a ton of potential. Maybe we trade him down the line and get one of those big offensive skill position players that you want, but we just wanted to give you a heads up.
What if they come out today, or what if reports come out and they say, you know, we did give Aaron Rodgers a heads up, just so everybody knows.
I don't know if anything saves it at this point. If you've decided you're on Rodgers' side, you're on Rodgers' side. If you've decided that you're on Green Bay's side, you're on Green Bay's side. And this is just going to be, you know what? We've decided to get divorced. The papers haven't been signed yet. I'm not moving out of the house yet. Well, I'm staying. Well, fine. We'll just live here together until everything's finalized.
You ever see when those people go, and they're largely older people, they make that pilgrimage and they go to Rome and they see the Pope at the Vatican and they kneel down when they see him, and they hold their rosary and they cry and they're like, they're so excited that they have seen the Pope. It's going to be like that, I think, with Green Bay Packer fans, every sighting they have of Aaron Rodgers this year. They know it's their one fleeting last
look. Or they're just so damn pissed at him for blowing this whole thing up.
I can't call it.
And holding
can't call
the Packers'
it.
Feet to the fire. I think if you're a hardcore Packers fan, especially one that lives in Wisconsin, you are much more inclined to be pissed at Aaron Rodgers.
See, I don't know. I think it might be, I think they might be happy with Rodgers and mad at the entity. Honestly, and they might throw flowers at his feet and bow down and kneel and cry and hold their rosary, yellow rosary.
They're mad. And again, I'm trying to now mentally analyze an entire fan base.
I told you the NFL's wild.
But
we're here.
I think Packers fans look at it as, why don't you love the Packers as much as we do? Why would you ever want to leave, Aaron? It's the Packers.
Man, this terrible.
I own 0.0001% of the franchise.
I shovel the snow when they ask me.
I'm technically your employer, Aaron. Why would you do this to me? Don't we all love Green Bay and freezing for half of the season and cheeseheads and all that?
Something will be great that comes out of this real quick is that if we think that he was a little wild with his words now in the lead, as soon as he leaves, like next summer, the tell-all tales will be crazy coming out of his mouth. You know what I'm saying?
The book that could be written if Aaron Rodgers wants to write one someday.
Stuff he says will be wacko.
If they do a Last Dance version of Aaron Rodgers' final year in Green Bay as in 20 years, 30 years after, like they did with Michael Jordan and the Bulls, it'll be a hell of a documentary.
Can't wait. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Take it or flush it coming up next. And why can't we just be happy with something on TV? I'll tell you about that in just a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.